USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is back in the nation's capital for the first time since leaving office.
Well, I want to thank everybody, and it's wonderful to see so many friends and very, very familiar faces. It's a great honor to be with you.
He's speaking at the America First Policy Institute Summit. Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence addressed another group in Washington, D.C. earlier on Tuesday, addressing his relationship with Trump.
I don't know that the president and I differ on issues, but we may differ on focus. I truly do believe that elections are about the future, and that it's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting, so many families are struggling, that we don't give way to the temptation to look back.
The Mega Millions jackpot is up to $830 million. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The same people who spent us into inflation want to tax us all the way into recession.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking on the Senate floor. The Senate saying he believes that inflation has been accelerated by government overspending with Democrats in charge of the show. This as year-over-year inflation in June rose above 9%, its highest level in over 40 years. There's growing concern over the rising rate of fentanyl overdose deaths in America. A hearing taking place looking into the deaths on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy saying fentanyl deaths are killing more than 200 Americans a day. Illegal fentanyl is being made in China and then smuggled in through our southern border. Wall Street is closing lower on recession fears. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 228 points. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. Texas Congressman Jake Elzey tells Fox and Friends First he's no fan of this idea.
People have drowned in the river along Texas this year, and this is a real human catastrophe. So the incentive to bring people here, when the reality is we don't want them here, there's no means by which we can handle this problem.
Both tipped and non-tipped workers will soon be making $12 an hour minimum in Michigan after a court ruled that lawmakers unconstitutionally amended ballot proposals in 2018. Michigan restaurant owner Chris Weaver says she believes many businesses will close because of this.
I'm going to have to give it a lot of thought. I've not had time enough to give it any thought, really. And I've got to learn more about what exactly is going to happen, but it's not going to be good and it's not going to be easy.
Tuesday is the grand opening of the new Jackie Robinson Museum in New York City. The museum in Lower Manhattan will honor Robinson's life and his civil rights work. Robinson is known for breaking the color barrier in Major League Baseball, and the museum is open to the public in September. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.